Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome evening. And as always, want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their crafts and just living out their dreams. And it also inspires me to know when I touch and inspire someone who just took my ideal dream or just did whatever I said to do and just moved on with it. And as I tell people, you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out that this is your life, your dream, your reality. Still looking for my independent artist to email me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get them on my NowHipHop.com segment. Also, want to take the time to say what's up to my XRQK Los Angeles AB News Talk Airtime America Radio Network. What's up out there? Hope y'all ain't going to enjoy the show. Got a good one today. Got an American Idol finalist. Got Miss Amber Holcomb. She rolling up in here today. So y'all definitely got to check her out. So if you want to call in and talk to her, make sure y'all hit 347-215-6288. See what she's been up to. Make sure you press 1 so I can add you on. But before I get to that, you know, I got to switch gears a little bit. You know, y'all folks, y'all like gossip, the dirt, and a little reality. Gonna give it to you right now. What's up, my MJ?
What's going on?
Nothing, girl. I am just flabbergasted of my love in hip-hop. Oh, my God. You didn't watch The Hollywood Exes, I'm sure, right?
No, I didn't watch that one.
Okay. You going to get into the Hollywood, I mean, not the Hollywood, the Atlanta Exes?
When oh, they you come know out? This.
You know, I got to see what my girl Tori Hart going to be doing. And
Usher's going to be on there.
It's
going to be on and popping. It's
going to be all right. But on our love and hip-hop to Atlanta, really nothing. It was all about Benzino and them this time.
Benzino and Jocelyn, the girl, the Albia chick that pretty much been smashing all the homies.
Girl, I know. I just can't believe Stevie hadn't told his homie about this little incident.
I was surprised, too. But I guess when he saw how serious he was about the girl, I guess Stevie J was like, hey, I don't want to mess that up. But, I mean, eventually it's going to get around.
But, you know, he knew it was eventually going to get back to him.
He had to. That's what I'm like, interesting.
I know, very interesting.
And it sounded like it happened kind of recently, too, from what she was describing.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Well, did you enjoy our have and have nots? I want to know if that Candace is. I think, you know what? I think.
They can't kill her off.
Yeah, no, they
no
not. I think that bully ricocheted. Candace is like a cat with 12 lives, not 9, but 12.
Yeah, the show wouldn't be the same without her.
No, it's not going to be the same without her. And I just.
You can't go anywhere.
What's up with old dude that the mama got him out of jail? crawling up in the bedroom. Crawling up in the bedroom with Angela.
What happened?
You didn't see that part? Where the guy, he crawled in the bed.
Oh, talking about
the
Clancy dude.
Yeah, he crawled in the bed.
I don't know. That was kind of weird.
I know. I was like, really? I mean,
he's showing up everywhere.
Hey, girl, everywhere. That was just too funny. I was like, oh, my God. But I don't know. He adds a certain spunk's way to the show. What do you think about...
it's some bad acting in this. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know?
It is what it is.
Everybody got to get their shot one day.
I'm just hoping nothing happens to my boy, Benny. Benny is moving around too quick.
I don't know.
I'll say, Benny. See next week. Yeah, we'll see next week. We just all have to tune in to our have and have not. So, I don't know. Well, MJ, thank you for rolling with me. I'm waiting on my Miss Amber Holcomb to call this show. She has not called in yet. But until then, going to give you guys your blast from the past. Thank you for rolling with me, MJ.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Going to give you guys your blast from the past, and when I come back, hopefully Ms. Holcomb will be on the line, and again, if y'all want to talk to her, 347-215-6288, that's the number you can call in live to speak to her. Don't move, you're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
All right, we got blast from the past.
Well,
Today on the show, I got a young lady that's phenomenal. Hey, she's making her debut in the music industry. You've seen her on American Idol Season 12 as the finalist. Let's welcome to the show Miss Amber Holcomb. Hey, Miss Amber.
Hey, how you doing,
darling?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Thank you for taking the time to call the show.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
All right. Well, take us back to your audition. What was the experience like on American Idol?
Oh, man, my audition. I've actually auditioned for Idol twice. The first time I didn't get as far, of course. But the my audition, I really had bad luck. I lost my voice.
So wow.
When I auditioned, you know, it wasn't the best audition. And Nikki said yes. Randy said yes because he remembered me from the year before. But Mariah Carey and Keith Urban, they were on the fence, but I made it through.
Oh, okay. So the working with them was okay, pretty much?
Oh, yeah. It was real fun. It was definitely an experience. I mean, they all had their separate personalities.
Oh, I'm sure, especially Nicki Minaj. What about the other contestants? Were they nice to you? Were they mean? Were they, like, was it catty? How were they?
Well, you know what? During Hollywood Week, I was pretty much to myself. I met, you know, a couple of people who made it to top 10. But, I mean, it was drama going on, but I kind of, you know, rose above it. I didn't really affiliate myself with it.
That's right, girl. I was Houston, girl. We was rooting for you, girl. We was shouting all over the place. We had little parties here and there for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, tell my listeners, what has the success been like?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of fun. You know, during the show, I had lots of interviews and camera time and running around. And, I mean, even now that I'm home, you know, it's really weird because I could be driving somewhere and somebody will take a picture of me in my car, you know, unexpectedly.
Oh,
and, you know, I
well, see now
like,
you're a celebrity.
Yeah, like, I know, yeah, I love it. I mean, it's funny to see people's reactions when they see me because I guess a lot of people don't expect me to be just driving around, you know.
Cool. Well, tell everyone, what projects are you working on? I know you're working with something, so tell us what's going on.
Oh, yeah. As of now, you know, I'm getting my package together. I have a couple of singles that I'm going to be releasing really soon. I linked up with James Worthy from Atlanta.
Okay.
He's a really dope producer, you know, and we working.
Well, if you could collaborate with any artist on any projects, who would it be? Who would you want to work with?
Man, if I had to choose, it would probably be, you know, maybe Drake or Pharrell, because, I mean, like, they hit every genre, and, you know, that's also what I would like to be as an artist. You know, I want to do hip-hop, pop, R&B. I want to be everywhere. That's with them.
Now, Pharrell is hot. I like Pharrell. Now, I think you could collaborate with him. I think he would really
work. Oh, yeah.
I think so. He, you know, he's different, so I don't know.
Exactly.
So,
If
you could share words of wisdom regarding this industry, like telling other young comers that's trying to follow your footsteps, what words of wisdom would you share?
You know, the main thing, other than staying focused, you know, is to not give up. There's going
to
be a lot of no's. You know, not everybody's going to say yes. Not everybody's going to be on your team. But at the end of the day, you have to believe in your craft and do what you got to do, you know, to succeed.
So tell people how to contact you and give them information more about the management, you know, just for your inquiries and support, just so they'll know how to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, I am on every social media site, Twitter, Amber N. Holcomb, Instagram, Amber N. Holcomb. You know, if you read my bio on Twitter, I have booking information if you want to book me. But, I mean, I'm very interactive on all my social media. I like to talk to my fans, you know, let them know what's up, what to look out for, and all that.
Okay. Did you want to talk to any fans? I think I have a couple. Well, I had a few on there, and I thought you'd they hung up, but I got a few on here. You want to take any calls?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay, let me screen a couple of calls really quick, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to just take a quick little break. I'll be right back.
Okay, cool.
Y'all, this is your boy Curtis Blow, representing that real hip hop. Is my girl Cindy doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7 with hiphopnow.com? You heard? Tell somebody.
Hi, are you holding to speak to Miss Holcomb?
Yes.
All right. Well, there she is. Hi, Miss Amber. I got one caller on the line to talk to you.
Hello, Amber.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Who are your influence as far as music? Who did you grow up listening to, and what do you kind of, you know, use as a, you know, kind of a motivator as far as an artist?
Well, growing up, I listened to a lot of Whitney Houston. I love her. I idolize her. You know, she's been a great role model as far as artists. And, you know, as of now, I recently kind of got into, like, the 70s, 80s era. I've been listening to a lot of Karen Carpenter, Dread, you know, a lot of old school kind of things. You know, my goal is to kind of take that and modern, make it more modern, if you could say.
Okay. That'll work, 80s all day.
That's right, that's right, that's right. And Amber, when did you say your single was coming out?
Very soon. We're shooting for the end of this summer.
Yay. All right, caller, is it all you had to ask?
Yes, thank you for answering my question.
All righty, thank you for calling. All right, Miss Amber. Miss Amber, again, thank you for taking the time to call this show tonight. I know your schedule is busy. I know you're trying to get on top, but we want to see you out there. We want to see more of you. We can't wait till you get your music out there. Again, give out your management information, you know, just, again, because I can tweet it. We'll get it out there. We're going to support you. I'm from Houston. You're from Houston. Hey, I'm on your side. So.
Fair enough.
So go ahead and give out your management team one more time, just so they can have it.
Oh, yeah. You can look me up on Twitter, Amber N. Holcomb. It's in my bio. But his name is James Worthy. He's from Atlanta. He's a producer, of course. So, yeah, he is up.
All righty, Miss Amber. Again, thank you for calling the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, y'all. Again, that was Miss Amber Holcomb from American Idol, season 12 finalist. Y'all got to support her on her new endeavor. So again, she says she has a single coming out this summer, so we're definitely going to check it out. I'm coming right back. I'm going to take a commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to hit you up with another blast from the past. And remember, next week I'm going to have on the show, got Drake calling in, y'all. Drake is definitely calling in. And don't forget, I'm rolling to the BET Awards, flying out tomorrow night. So y'all definitely got to stay on my tweets on that. So hang tight. I'll be right back. Don't move.
We are B-Field, and we're rolling with our girl, C. I know we talk, too.
Hey, y'all. This is Lisa
Ann
from Atlanta, Georgia.
And you're
listening to right there.
Baby, with me, you're gonna need umbrella. I'ma make it rain when you drop it. I'ma make it rain when you drop it. I wanna see what
nothing left back. I'm about to throw some cash on you. What's in my pocket? Trust me, I got it, babe. Say money ain't a thing. Say money ain't a thing. Oh, and I'm wise enough to know that your body's yearning.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget my MPs, my independent artists. I'm looking for your MP3 submissions for you to submit to OpenTalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation. If y'all hadn't heard, on NowHipHop.com, you've been living up under the rock. Y'all got to listen to NowHipHop.com. Definitely check them out. South Deep just dropped a new joint. Y'all definitely got to check that out. All y'all South Deep folks that always want to hear a little hip-hop song, so definitely check that out, and I'll see y'all next week. I'm going to have Drake calling in, so he definitely going to be rolling up in here with me, and also going to be having the Have and Have Nots, Miss Cryer, Renee Lawless. She's definitely going to be in here with me, so check that out as well, and y'all have a good evening, good week, and I'm out of here.